USA News, I'm Richard Johnson. That huge winter storm system that's destroyed property and lives from coast to coast is making one last stand in the northeastern USA.
Winter storm warnings in effect for much of New England. Lake effect snow warnings along Ontario as well as Erie, where we could pick up 18 plus inches of snowfall all the way through the rest of this week and into parts of the weekend.
That's CNN meteorologist Brittley Ritz. Much of the South is still without power thanks to the storm and the tornadoes it spawned. And if it's not snow, it's rain. From New York to Boston, as much as 2 inches of rain could fall this weekend. Speaking of falling, Wall Street's big drop is approaching levels not seen since yesterday. The Dow's been down by as much as 450 points today after yesterday's 750-point loss. A last-minute House bill is big news to Puerto Rico.
The House of Representatives passed a bill Thursday that would allow the people of Puerto Rico to hold their first ever referendum. The choices: become a state or gain some sort of independence. The bill, which passed 233-191, had some Republican support.
Correspondent Lance Pry, the measure goes to the Senate, where it is unlikely to be taken up in the final days of the session. As thousands continue to come to the U.S. border, the status of Title 42 is again in flux. A federal judge has put on hold the most recent White House attempt to end the so-called Remain in Mexico program. President Biden's tried to end the Trump policy of sending people attempting to enter the U.S. legally back to Mexico as their cases are decided. Brittany Griner's left the hotel inside a Texas military base where she's been staying for a week since her release from Russia. In an Instagram post today, Griner thanked a long list of people, including her wife, her Russian lawyers, U.S. diplomats, WNBA officials, and President Biden. This is USA News.
Paid for by government.com.
Did you hear? A recent stash of $10 gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s, and less than 50 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity. Call 1-888-201-7060, and you are guaranteed a $10 gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. These gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-888-201-7060. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $40 value, free with every order. Call 1-888-201-7060 now to secure your $10 gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out. That's 1-888-201-7060.
The college football bowl season's underway in America. In the Bahamas, Miami of Ohio and Alabama Birmingham are playing the Bahamas Bowl. Later today, it's the Duluth Trading Cure Bowl from Orlando, Texas San Antonio taking on Troy. 7 bowl games set for tomorrow, along with 3 NFL games. And the Pro Week got underway last night.
The San Francisco 49ers are back on top of the NFC West. The Niners knocked off the rival Seahawks 21-13 on Thursday Night Football in Seattle, clinching the NFC West division title for the first time since 2019. Rookie Brock Purdy threw for 217 yards and 2 touchdowns to move to 2-0 as the Niners' starting quarterback. San Francisco has now won 7 straight overall to improve to 10-4 on the season. I'm Julio Flores.
Anxiety, the reason that Dallas Mavericks player Terrell Terry is citing for his sudden retirement. Terry was a 2020 draft pick from Stanford, where he was an all-conference player in his only season. In a social media post, Terry says intrusive thoughts, waking up nauseous, struggling to take normal breaths, is a fight he can no longer continue and play pro basketball. It's been in theaters less than 24 hours, and already Avatar, The Way of Water, has racked up about $17 million in ticket sales. The sequel's coming out 13 years after the original Avatar. Deadline reports showings on 3D and IMAX screens in some big cities are already tough tickets. Rich Johnson, USA News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.